For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
It's time to celebrate. On June 30th, 2006, historian and research professor at Ohio State University, John C. Burnham, reported in the Columbian Dispatch that on June 17th, the 35th anniversary of the drug war, six former drug czars and a handful of experts and former staff members met at the University of Maryland to declare victory. Quote, "The United States has won the war on drugs." The meeting outlined the original objective of the war as, quote, "Veterans who were coming back from Vietnam were using illegal drugs and the number of deaths related to heroin, not to mention the crimes committed by addicts. But the veterans didn't continue use, and heroin use and heroin-related deaths declined." The good professor then gives us a history lesson. Quote, "Historians have established that the 1920s experiment in alcohol prohibition was successful, but was repealed in 1933 only because of a massive propaganda campaign that was well-funded." Mr. Burnham then goes on to report about the parents' movement, developed in the 1970s, when parents, quote, "saw what happened to their kids when they got addicted to marijuana and their young brains got fried." The article cites opinion polls showing concern about drugs trailing behind many other issues as another victory for the war on drugs. According to the good professor, six former drug czars, 20 former staff members, and a handful of experts, laws are meant to control problems, not solve them. Quote, "Laws against murder hope to control the problem, not abolish murder." Well said, Professor. Mission accomplished. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop story for the Drug Truth Network. Even though I've been gone a few weeks, the corrupt cops certainly haven't gone away, and this week we have a doozy. In Norfolk, Massachusetts, a former Massachusetts State Patrol sergeant was sentenced to 15 years in prison on July 12th after pleading guilty to one count of trafficking more than 200 grams of cocaine and one count of larceny of more than $250. He actually got off pretty easy. Sergeant Timothy White, who had worked at the Framingham State Police Barracks Narcotics Inspection Unit, had been stealing cocaine from the unit to sell and use. He and his wife and some of their friends had wild coke and sex parties, but White went down in flames in late 2002 when he assaulted his now former wife in the middle of a cocaine binge, and his troubles only deepened when police raiding his home a few months later found a pound of missing cocaine there. He's already been sentenced to 2.5 years for the assault, and now he's got 15 more. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage Show when our guest will be Professor Arnold Trebek, author of Fatal Distraction, The War on Drugs in the Age of Islamic Terror. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.